May God take the poverty of my words and transform them by the riches of his grace, that I may speak in his name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
These are just a few very simple thoughts to add into this great and joyful occasion. So many people have contributed to today through James's life, seen and unseen, and it's great that some are gathered here around you. But I know there are a great host more, James, who've walked with you on the way that's brought you to this day. The wonderful thing, and I think this is a greatly strengthening thing for you who are to be ordained, is that all around the world, people are praying for those to be ordained. They may not know you by name, but they hold this great calling and ministry about to be entrusted to you, for you. And here we all are, focused and ready. You should see the preparations through the hall. We're paused, we're praying, we're longing for the gift of God's Holy Spirit to be poured out and in James and through, just as through us all. But you know, the thing is, all around us, people are just getting on with their day. I saw a tram go past at the end of the road. They don't know what we're doing and they don't care. And that's the world into which we are also called to offer ministry. But James, what you are offering as you offer yourself today is of infinite value. And I believe that what we're doing as Christian community helps to change the balance of the world towards that which is good, helps in the repair of the world, which seems all too intent tearing itself apart. And at the centre of your call stands the person of Jesus Christ. How wonderful. And we hear, we hear of his coming in that magnificent reading that we had from the prophet Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains at the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to us, your God reigns. Jesus Christ embodies that calling. And he brings his own passion to that calling. And we hear of that just a wee bit later in the prophet Isaiah, when Isaiah speaks of the Spirit of the Lord being upon him, because he's anointed to bring good news to the poor, to preach liberty, release, and healing. And Jesus takes that calling. He takes it to himself as he stands up in the synagogue and says of himself, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, as he steps into public ministry. It all sounds very exalted and very inspiring, and the rest of our service this morning will do just the same. But Jesus had to work out what it meant on a Tuesday afternoon and on a Friday morning, and when he was very tired, and when the disciples were exceptionally troublesome. He had to work it out in the ordinary places where people were harassed and helpless. Now, we have heard the gospel proclaimed to us this morning. And as I ponder on it, it seems to me that the heart of Jesus' call is a passion for the kingdom and compassion for people. And I believe we need more of both. All the other things that the ordained and the lay people have to do, the moving of chairs, the preparing of lunch, the admin, the agendas, all of those must be servants of this deep purpose of God, to proclaim good news, passion for the kingdom, and compassion for people. They are attitudes of heart, of mind, of spirit. And they bear fruit in our actions, just as we see in Jesus Christ. Matthew shows us Jesus teaching the faithful who show up for worship in the synagogue. And we all need grist to our mill, don't we? Grist to help us to grow, to explore the questions of faith that come to us in our daily lives. Matthew shows us Jesus out and about, proclaiming good news, wherever there are people who will hear and where there are people who won't hear. As far as I'm aware, there is no gospel that records him carrying a soapbox with him. So we need, you need, James, to say, when we see the signs of the kingdom among us and out in the world God loves, we need to say what we see as we ponder his word and are shaped by his wisdom. Matthew shows us Jesus healing. He is not put off or picky about the people with whom he spends time. He's not afraid of what corrodes our human life, because he knows that the love and the power of God is to bring wholeness to the people who are harassed. Passion for the kingdom, compassion for people. And the good news, James, is that priesthood is not a call to heroism, but to humility. To be on the ground where people are, in among the sheep. We need priests who smell sheep. That was an insight from the late Pope Francis. For such a time as this, we are called. And what fearful and troubled times they are, don't you think, as we look around us? So how good it is, and this is real good news for you, how good it is that you are not alone. Just look around. Today, despite all the appearances, is not just about James. It is about all of us. All of us. In some places, and at some times, the expectation is that the priest or the chaplain will do it all. This is not the way that the body of Christ works. We are all called. We are in this together. And as we heard in the epistle, we are all given gifts. Now, not all of them have got great big important sounding titles, but each of us, from the very youngest, to the very oldest, has an important part to play in what's we're told in the Ephesians, is the work of ministry. What is that work? The deep work is to share in Christ's call. Passion for the kingdom. Compassion for people. And James's call is, alongside his colleagues, to hold us together in community. To gather us in worship, to be renewed in the Spirit. With us and for us, not instead of us. To equip us all, including me, to enable us, to free us, to live the love of Christ and make a difference wherever it is that we find ourselves. What am I going to say? Passion for the kingdom, compassion for people. Whatever is to come in the days ahead, our prayer is that the Spirit will be at work in and through James, and in and through us all, to the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.